The public park system in Franklin is like few others in the country because so much of it features historic battlefields. But as the fast-growing city is learning, many residents want other options. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on the aggressive $67 million plan to create new greenways, sports facilities, and a downtown riverwalk.
Some city parks are all about play or sports. Others get folks running on wooded trails. But the parks in Franklin tend to be more passive. Nearly a third of the city parkland preserves history related to the Civil War.
We have a story to tell. And that's one of the things that's been brought out with this particular plan is your story is that a battle took place here. And from a tourism, from an educational standpoint, that's very important and that you need to capitalize upon that.
That's Parks Director Lisa Clayton. She's overseeing a sprawling new 10-year master plan for the park system. It won't do away with the historical parks, but it recognizes a growing demand for recreation, especially greenways. Some 96% of surveyed residents rated the current parks as excellent or good, but they still came up with a long wish list.
What's good enough today may not be good enough tomorrow.
City Administrator Eric Stuckey.
We want to ask the question, what are great communities doing that provide great quality of life through their park system?
He's found that Franklin spends a lot less on parks than other cities and doesn't earn back very much through park rentals. Some officials have balked at the planned $67 million price tag, but they could approve the basic framework of the plan without committing to all of that money up front. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
The Master Parks Plan can still change if residents speak out. There's a public hearing tonight at Franklin City Hall.